KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint. K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove. KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay. KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass. And KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
Anchorage, Alaska. From Sidkenap to Castle Cape.
Stay tuned to hear a recap of this week's local headlines on KUCB's Weekly Catch. Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB News. This is your Weekly Catch, and I'm Maggie Nelson, with a roundup of the past week's local headlines from the KUCB newsroom. After a very short hiatus, Unalaska's LifeMed Air Ambulance Base is back. The Medevac Service temporarily closed its Dutch Harbor base earlier this month. Representatives from the company say the closure was a test to, quote, support Medevac flight volume and resource efficiency. During the trial period, LifeMed moved its Aleutian crew to Anchorage on a trial basis that would last at least 3 months. Locals lost immediate access to LifeMed's Medevac services, but that didn't last long before the air ambulance servicer changed its tune and reinstated its Aleutian base. Officials with the Anchorage-based company say Unalaska community leadership is to thank for that. LifeMed officials visited Unalaska in mid-June to announce their trial-based pullout and speak with city and healthcare officials. Both senior leadership with LifeMed and local officials said they wanted to keep the critical services the company provides the island and the larger Aleutian region. LifeMed provides emergency medical services and medevac access to Unalaska, which is roughly 800 air miles from the nearest hospital. The city is home to about 4,500 year-round residents. That number doubles during peak fishing seasons. And having a base in Unalaska allows LifeMed to quickly service other Aleutian communities. LifeMed representatives say the Unalaska crew will remain on the island. Still, the company is facing many challenges, including, quote, unsustainable reimbursement rates from government payers. They say patient care will remain uninterrupted if a future change occurs. Still, removing local crew would mean a longer mobilization time to get an aircraft to the region. LifeMed keeps a small crew on island with a King Air 200 aircraft at the Tom Madsen Airport.
The organization that helps oversee federal fisheries off Alaska's coast is scaling back operations due to uncertainty over federal funding. The North Pacific Fishery Management Council meets 5 times a year to help set fishing policies. That includes things like quotas, regulations, and bycatch restrictions. But federal budget cuts under President Donald Trump have whittled down the organization's resources, forcing them to scale back their activities. Executive Director David Witherall says they've only received about 2/3 of their annual funding. Usually, they have it all by March.
This is a highly unusual situation that we're in. We can normally be able to plan our meeting schedule for the year and not have to worry that, you know, the council offices might have to close because we run out of funds to pay staff.
Witherall says they're starting from zero with no rollover from the previous year. He says the council has been told to expect another installment once Congress finalizes a federal spending plan, but for now, there's no timeline and no guarantee.
The funding this year has been coming in dribs and drabs, and it's making it challenging to reserve meeting spaces and to know that we have the funds to host a meeting.
The council is dropping to only 4 meetings next year and will hold its next meeting in October online. In a statement, the council said they're also cutting back on travel as well as other expenses. They hope to hold an in-person meeting in December, but even that will depend on whether more funding comes through. Commercial fisheries rely on council recommendations in order to open. The council warns that its December schedule is overloaded with time-sensitive matters, like chum salmon bycatch. More than 100 people showed up for Unalaska's Pride event this month at the Burma Road Chapel. They celebrated the island's LGBTQ+ community with food, music, and bubbles. The gathering is held annually by Unalaskans Against Sexual Assault and Family Violence. KUCB's Sophia Stewart Rossi attended this year's Pride and has this audio postcard.
My name is Emlyn Crane, and I am with Unalaskans Against Sexual Assault and Family Violence, or USAVE, here in Unalaska. My hope is that people, especially young people who drive by and see our signs saying, "We love you just the way you are," that they'll know that that's true, and that even if they're in an environment that doesn't feel accepting right now, that it will get better, and that they can grow up and create the kind of lives that they want and create the families that support them, and that their loves and their relationships are just as meaningful and valid and important as everyone else's.
My name is Riley Lekanoff, and I'm from Unalaska. It helps bring the community together. I feel like since growing up, there hasn't been a lot of like community things that have happened in Unalaska. So I feel like this is really important. It helps bring people together.
My name is Jocelle Hale, and I use they, them pronouns. I'm here to support my community. I am a trans and non-binary person, and as a member of the queer community, which is, you know, currently under attack by our government, and you know, ideas are shifting, laws are shifting. It's only been 10 years since gay marriage has been legal in the United States, and people are already trying to take that away. By having an event like this in such a rural location, it really shows people that there is acceptance, even in remote islands like Unalaska, in your rural towns, in red states, there is still acceptance there, even if it's small.
My name is Carlos Tayeg. I'm a proud supporter of USAFE and the Pride event. I am a former USAFE board member. I think it's important to have people outside celebrating Pride and faces that are familiar to people and recognizable people, you know, and not just, you know, people who haven't come out or people who might be queer, right? Just for everybody to see that, like, oh, that person supports me, or they're open and they'll support me if I ever need any type of support in my life, right? So it's just it's a support system, and it's a network, and it's just people showing their faces to let people know that, like, we're here and we care.
Hello, my name is Ashley. I live here in Unalaska. It's always important to support people who are unable to speak up for themselves. It's nice to see that other people in the community are speaking up for them, and that them seeing that will help them know that they are supported. Go Pride!
Ben Knowles, I'm the fire chief for the City of Unalaska Fire Department. I think that USAFE does a phenomenal job recognizing and respecting all people of Unalaska, and it's a value that the fire department also holds very closely to our morals and values. I appreciate USAFE putting this together every year, and it's always a really fun event to get out, come to gather with the community and show that we're all one.
That was a collection of audio from Unalaska's recent Pride event. Pride is celebrated across the globe throughout the month of June. In Unalaska, more than 100 locals came together at the Burma Road Chapel to celebrate and show solidarity with the LGBTQ+ community. Locally, if you're in need of support, USAFE's crisis line is available 24/7 at 907-581-1500 or by texting 907-359-1500.
A cargo ship carrying thousands of vehicles that caught fire off the Western Aleutians sank Monday amid salvage operations in the North Pacific Ocean. The 600-foot Morning Midas began to burn about 3 weeks ago near Adak Island. The fire continued for around 2 weeks when officials reported no more signs of fire on board. According to the ship's manager, Zodiac Maritime, it went down Monday morning after sustaining damage from the fire and taking on water and heavy weather. Earlier this month, Zodiac said a tug with long-distance towing capabilities was en route to the ship, but didn't say when or where they planned to take it. The Liberia-flagged ship was on its way to Mexico when a fire broke out on board on June 3rd. A United States Coast Guard cutter and aircraft crews responded to the fire, and all of the cargo ship's crew members were evacuated safely. The vessel was carrying 3,000 vehicles, about 800 of which were electric. Zodiac representatives say because the ship was so far from land, there was no realistic way to save anything on board. The Morning Midas was more than 350 nautical miles from shore in international waters when it sank. Zodiac Maritime said in a Tuesday morning statement that Resolve Marine, an international salvage and response company with a facility in Dutch Harbor, has two salvage tugs on location. They are remaining on site with pollution control equipment to monitor the situation, and another specialized pollution response vessel is on the way. Last week, Unalaska held its first ever Juneteenth event. Despite heavy rain and a last-minute location change, dozens of people showed up to celebrate. KUCB's Kenesha McGlashan Price reports.
Thank you guys for coming. Can we give a big hand to all of you for putting this on?
Unalaska held its first ever Juneteenth event last week, and it was a hit. More than 50 locals showed up for the celebration at the Bremer Road Chapel. Alia Franklin is the city's special events coordinator. She says she wasn't expecting a strong turnout, especially given the sideways rain that day.
I didn't expect this many people. I really thought no one was going to show up, but I'm so appreciative that the community came out.
The event featured music from DJ Carlos Tayag, who spotlighted Black funk artists. The Unalaska Fire and Parks Departments hosted a barbecue, and people of all ages found their way onto the dance floor. Juneteenth is a federal holiday commemorating the end of slavery. It marks the day in 1865 when Union soldiers informed slaves in Texas of their freedom, 2.5 years after the Emancipation Proclamation.
So I feel like today is for truth, you know, like to really push out there what it's about. And we're not just here to celebrate, but I wanted people to understand why we're here, you know.
Franklin says the inaugural Juneteenth event in Unalaska was a success and hopes the celebration will continue for years to come.
We got food, we got drinks, y'all can get food, we got music, you can dance anytime you want.
In Unalaska, I'm Kenesha McGlashan Price.
We got some leaders who are going to lead us in some dances in a little bit too.
Reporter Andy Lusk left KUCB last week after nearly 2 years of bringing news and good vibes to Unalaska. Andy joined KUCB in the summer of 2023 with Report for America, a nonprofit that places emerging journalists in newsrooms across the country. He quickly became a familiar voice through his news coverage and while co-hosting the popular KUCB program, Feel Good Fridays. I sat down with Andy after his final newscast. We discuss his time reporting for the community and what lies next for him. Here's part of our conversation. So, Andy, you're leaving KUCB. Where are you headed next, and what kind of work will you be doing?
Well, I'm going to be doing work that's pretty similar to what I did here. I'm not leaving the NPR network, but I am going to a different NPR member station down in Dallas, Texas. That's KERA. It's a pretty big station, but I'm going to be covering the mid-cities between Dallas and Fort Worth, so all of the smaller towns in between. Arlington, Irving, Eula, Grapevine, and lots of others. So that'll be a fun change.
What kind of reporting will you be doing?
So I'm going to be doing a little bit of everything in the way that I do here. I believe it's going to be general assignment, but with a focus on those communities. So everything that's happening in the suburbs of Dallas and Fort Worth, I think is going to be my business too. And that means kind of world's my oyster, but in these mid-sized communities.
Well, congratulations, Andy.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it. This is going to be a fun change.
So let's talk about your time here. So you moved to Unalaska in the summer of 2023
yep.
from New York City, and you got this job through Report for America, which is an organization that pairs emerging journalists with newsrooms across the country. This was your first public radio gig. Looking back, how has your view of being a journalist changed these past couple of years?
Ooh, that's a good question. You know, it's weird being in the hot seat. As journalists, we don't always get asked the questions, especially about the work that we do. I think actually working in the public radio space for the first time has given me a much deeper appreciation of how much time and thought and care goes into even the 45-second spots that you hear on NPR. And I'm not just saying this because I'm in this community, but it's a pleasure to get to know other journalists, because you're not going to find people who are as empathetic and knowledgeable and people that go out of their way to serve the communities that they end up in. I can't tell you how much I've learned in my past 2 years here at KUCB. It's night and day, the difference between what I knew when I went in and what I know coming out of even just a short stint here. I had no idea what a wrap or a reader was. And for our listeners, a wrap is when the quotes are interspliced into the story, when you hear us reading on air and then we click a button and someone else speaks. That's one of those. A reader is just us talking to you. I didn't know that 2 years ago. I was basically just some guy off the street. I had a little bit of experience reporting in the digital space, and I had many years of experience as a reader and listener, a consumer of news. But now that I've actually been here and done it myself, there's so much more than meets the eye. There's so much that goes into every little story that you hear. And I hope you develop an appreciation for it the way that I did, because it's an amazing thing to see.
You can find these stories and more on our website at kucb.org. You're listening to The Weekly Catch, a roundup of the most recent local headlines from the KUCB newsroom. This program features music from Blue Dot Sessions. Our theme song is called Setting Up. I'm Maggie Nelson. You heard stories today from our KUCB team, including Sophia Stewart Rossi, Kenesha McGlashan Price, and Theo Greenlee. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great day.
It's time now for your community window here on KSDP, starting with job openings. The QT Tribe of Sandpoint is hiring a grant writer, an executive director, a financial director, and an administrative assistant. The City of Sandpoint is hiring a part-time Pull-Tab sales assistant and a mechanic. The King Cove Department of Public and Safety is looking to hire a certified police officer. Interested applicants can contact the King Cove PD at 907-497-2210. APIA is hiring an ICWA caseworker for Sandpoint and a lead Head Start teacher in King Cove. EATS is hiring a behavior health trainee and a community health representative. Both of those positions can be in Sandpoint or King Cove. They're also hiring a clinical information clerk for King Cove, a community health aide for False Pass and Nelson Lagoon, and a clinical information clerk / janitor for Cold Bay. Today is June 27, 2025. Happy birthday to Beverly Johansson. Happy birthday to Gloria Grenholt. Happy birthday to Lorna Osterbach. And happy anniversary to my mom and dad, Earl and Macrina Mack. And that's all for the community window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
You are listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska.
Get it fun! We'll be right back. sleeping on me, but it passed my high. When I'm going down to Rosedale, take my red up by my side. Going down to Rosedale, take my red up by my side. We can still buy a house, baby, on the riverside.
Day after day. inside of her room. Hides a smile when she's wearing a frown. Blue jacket, you're not so down. You like your life in a freeform style. You'll take an inch, but you love a mile. There never seems to be quite enough floating around to fill your loving cup. Ooh, 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 Jackie Blue. What's it gain, girl, if you never lose? Ask a winner and you'll probably find Blue Jacket, they've lost it sometime. Don't try to tell me that you're not aware of what you're doing and that you don't care. You say it's easy, just a natural thing, like playing music, but you never sing.
Nobody knows. We'll be right back. Tune in to KSDP for Morning Edition from 6 to 8 a.m. Monday through Friday. National Public Radio's weekday morning news magazine, providing news in context, airing thoughtful ideas and commentary, and reviewing important new music, books, and events in the arts.
Same street. Your typical city involved in a typical daydream. Hang it up and see what tomorrow brings.
Dallas got a soft machine. Houston, too close to New Orleans. New York got the ways and means and just won't let you be.
What in the world ever became of Sweet Jane? She lost her sparkle, you know she isn't the same.
cigarettes, vitamin C, and cocaine. All a friend can say is ain't it a shame.
Cooking up the buffalo, cooking, cooking. You got to mellow slow. It takes time to pick a place to go. Just keep trucking on home.
Sick of hanging around and you like to travel. You're tired of traveling, you want to settle down. I guess I can't revoke this all the time. Get out of the door, light out and look all around.
Sometimes the light's all shining on me. Myself around you. I'd like to hold you, squeeze you till the passion starts.
Girl, and now, no matter what I try to I might strip the back cut to you.